producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
And he's got a bad case of the hill climbs. That's right. Remember those high school track coaches that made you run hills or steps? Well, Dr. Batar is his own worst track coach because he's doing that right before the show. Dr. Batar, are you alive?
Man, I'm barely alive. You know, Robert, it's actually funny you mentioned that because I never understood why coaches made you do that, and now I understand. In fact, 5, maybe 6 years ago, the first time I competed at the Worlds in martial arts, I realized how desperately I needed that and how significant of an impact it actually had on the respiratory reserve. And it's just tremendous what it does for the body. So it's painful, but you know, you feel so good afterwards. I don't know whether it's because of the effects of exercise or you just feel so good because you're not doing them anymore.
No, well, that's part of it, certainly. I mean, when you push yourself that hard, I mean, that's. I remember the competitive days where you just push yourself beyond what you think your limits are. But of course, at the end of it, in the regenerative, you know, aspects of recovery, there's a whole, you know, other level that you appreciate. And unless you've gone to high levels of athletics, people maybe not understand that.
Well, I'll tell you what. It used to. I never remember having to take any time to recover. And it now takes a little bit of time to recover after doing it.
Well, being on planet Earth for as long as we have, darn near a half century, you start to realize the effects of gravity, as much as we try to deny them, is part of the saging process, I suppose. But we can still function pretty well. I still find I can do things I couldn't do in my 20s because I've kind of created my life anew because of my, you know, background being medically grown and pharmaceutically harmed, if you will. And so it doesn't mean, you know, like mom, she's 81 and going out dancing. She's dancing more than she danced when she was in her 20s. So it's not that we don't do anything, but sometimes we just need a little time to honor recovery.
Yeah, I think it's actually, you know, I don't think it has anything to do with age.
Mm-hmm.
I really think it has to do with the accumulation of all the inundation of the environmental aspects that we have to deal with as physiological beings. And it's not just...
Right.
The toxicity, but you know, when you're sitting inside a building, your mass is not as great as the mass of the building that you sit in. So the effect of that, the mass effect of that building, the whether it's cell resonant or non-cell resonant, it's going to have an impact on your system. So everything from the temperature and gravity, as you said, and, you know, the types of foods and water we're putting in, what we're breathing in, yes, all those things affect us, but also just how we are energetically impacted by the things that surround us. So not only like the electromagnetic waves and the electronics and all this other stuff and microwave energies, but just even the structures that we're in. For example, we don't make contact with the earth. You know, very rarely do we go barefooted. And when we are barefooted, we're inside the house. We're still not making contact with the earth. And so there's so much with the grounding aspect. So
yeah. I'm happy to say, Dr. Batar, I've really remedied that, you know, since we moved to the new place, and I've got my gardens out back, and, you know, every morning I'm out there as the sun's rising, or if it's up a little higher so I can get some better sun that I want, I'm shirts off, I'm out there, I'm barefoot, walking in the dirt, in the grass, working the garden, and it's just, it's the medicine that you can't bottle, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is something so extraordinary, and you know, this weekend I was in Dallas, which is a concrete jungle, as you know. And I was at a great seminar, absolutely one of its first of its kind seminar probably in the United States in a long time, on homeoprophylaxis, that is the utilization of homeopathy specific to do what they claim vaccines do, but we can do some similar things with no harm. And had doctors coming in from all over the world, and it was just such an extraordinary place. But I still, I couldn't wait to get outside and ground again. So it really is, it's not a phenomenon, so to speak, but it is a very real thing that will help so many things.
It really does. And I think we truly take it for granted. And when I flopped down this chair to get ready for the show, sucking wind, I looked at Don's, Super Don's email, and I saw that email contained for the show as far as, you know, the stories that we were going to cover. And with my typical 45 seconds of preparation time, I noticed one of the stories right off the bat about that exercise bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I was thinking that was very funny. You didn't take it. You went ahead and exercised for real.
Well, I'm telling you right now, if there is such a thing, if they actually make it, that's one drug I'm going to buy the entire world supply on.
After right now, you're thinking, yeah, maybe I would take it after all, huh?
Oh, I definitely would say that's one drug I will take. I don't care what anybody says. I'm taking that drug.
Well, the irony, I just, you know, you got to wonder, what is the, you know, when you talk about side effects of drugs, right, they're often the same effect that they're treating, right? It'll get rid of this, but it also causes it, right? I wonder if the side effect of a drug that would make it so you don't have to exercise would be you want to exercise. Wouldn't that be funny?
That would be funny, but you know that in all honesty, there's no way they'd ever be able to accomplish something like that because the entire physiological cascade that's elicited when you exercise, it's not duplicatable. In fact, they even say in the article, because it was, I guess, University of Sydney and University of Copenhagen that got together to map out this blueprint. I think they called it a blueprint of exercise, and they found over 1,000 chemical reactions, and they said that they even acknowledged that it would be impossible to take a drug and elicit 1,000 different physiological reactions. So they're going to try to identify the most common ones and then try to replicate that effect from a drug. But you and I both know that they are so many things that result from exercise that could never be duplicated by a drug. I mean, you just can't, you know, you just couldn't replicate that. For example, I'll give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
When you have to compensate for the respiratory reserve, so as you're exerting yourself, you start breathing deeper, but it's also shallower. So you go into this, you shift from the aerobic drive to the anaerobic drive, because basically you can't ventilate air and you can't oxygenate the blood fast enough in the normal aerobic metabolism, so you actually go into an anaerobic metabolism. And even though that's counterintuitive, the body has to, because you can't produce, you know, you can't, the body can't keep up with the demand, so it goes into anaerobic metabolism, and that's one reason we breathe harder. And sometimes even if you hold your breath for a few seconds, it feels better. It reduces the pain because you're hyperventilating. People are, if you find that you're having pain when you're exercising or exerting yourself, and you just hold your breath for maybe 5 seconds or 10 seconds, you actually get relief. It's because you're hyperventilating. And so by holding your breath, you're keeping yourself from blowing off too much oxygen and retaining the carbon dioxide. So anyway, the point being that you couldn't replicate that cascade, just that one cascade, with the drug. You know, it's just impossible to do that.
You know, it's interesting as we talk about the homeoprophylaxis weekend I was at, where we talk about the use of homeopathic medicines. Now, they're actually nozodes, which you know we can take and prepare from pathogenic material, whether it be virus, bacteria, fungus. I mean, it's in a form that can never cause the disease, but you can give one or you can give multiple at a time. And, I've been of the opinion that the body, of course, with all of the hundreds of thousands to millions to billions of interactions in the body, up, down, right, left, all the things that it's doing to stabilize function or functions, that we could give more than one remedy at a time. The body can handle it. We might be able to handle, not be able to handle it consciously, because we can't think consciously of so many things happening simultaneously. But the body, with its innate intelligence, infinite wisdom, whatever it is, can do way more than we can conceive of. But even
it always is. It's constantly doing it more than we can conceive. I mean, the subconscious is processing 400 million bits of data per second, and I mean, the conscious mind is only doing 2,000 bits of data per second. So yeah, to your point, it's constantly doing it, and it's doing it every moment that we're alive, and we don't even recognize that.
So let's say we found 1,000 homeopathic remedies that would mimic the molecular changes in skeletal muscles. I still don't believe that would do it, because this physical body is designed to do things, and of course everything relates to movement. Movement is life itself. And so if this pill is going to mimic movement, then of course the pill has to be an electrical pill that stimulates, you know, everything to move.
Movement, yeah. Which seems like it'd be a lot easier just to move.
Yeah, exactly, unless you're into the electric shock therapy, but that's not something I'm recommending. Oh, my goodness.
That's a good point, though, but, you know, in fact, to the homeopathic aspect of it, I mean, can you take a pill that increases cardiac output? Well, I'm sure you could, but then that's a sympathetic mimetic. You could probably take caffeine and, you know, mm-hmm. increase cardiac output, but it's a great fantasy. So let's back up for a second. You know, I don't think it'll ever be possible, but mm-hmm. in the incredible possibility that it could be possible, mm-hmm. and it's truly giving you the effect of exercise without any of the side effects of drugs.
Yes,
I will buy the entire world supply.
You're still in. Okay,
I'm still in.
We know. So if somebody comes up and say, I got the pill, you're going to invest. I think you'll be a sucker if you did, but I understand the sentiment.
Yeah, definitely. Right now, I would definitely.
Right now, you're vulnerable. You're vulnerable. Don't call, you know, whatever your agent, don't call them around now. Like going shopping when you're really hungry.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, I was actually hungry this weekend because I didn't get out a lot from this conference, but I brought food, thanks to my wife, for the first day and a half. That's what I usually do. I did find a Chipotle. I did okay on that one evening. And then the next day I fasted until dinner because I just didn't have time to get away with all the radio stuff, and I was moderating panels and things. But again, we've talked about this aspect of the benefit to the physical body of intermittent fasting, the ability to do so without it being devastating. And I was fully functional. By the end of the day, I was hungry. I was ready to eat, but I wasn't devastated as I was in my, you know, younger years when I was hypoglycemic, when I was deficient, and it was a whole different interaction when I couldn't get the food every 2 hours even.
Mm-hmm. It's actually a very beneficial thing to fast. And as you know, during the month of Ramadan, Robert, you know that I mm-hmm. fast. But even, for example, today I had a protein shake, so it wasn't really a fast, but that's all I had. And I still haven't had anything solid to eat, just had that protein shake. Mm-hmm. But even then, that's still something. But, you know, to fast once a week or something, once every 2 weeks. I did the longest fast I ever did where I didn't eat anything solid was, I think it was 18 days.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, the effect of when I had my blood drawn to do ozone autohemotherapy, the blood was the brightest red. It was as if I'd just run. And
wow.
After running, my blood gets really bright. But it was amazing how clean the blood was just from fasting.
Well, maybe we found the pill is not to eat. It's the fasting pill, the intermittent fasting pill, and it'll have the same effect as exercise. All right, we're having a great conversation with Dr. Rashid Batari as he's recovering from his hill climbs just before the show. And we are on, though, and he is on. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade shark website and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497. Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Hey, Dr. Vitar, I got to hang out a little bit with Dr. Andrew Wakefield this weekend. He came up and did a little bit in Dallas, and he had just come from Utah, where he was meeting with some, you know, pretty influential folks within the political realm. They're trying to put some pressure on Chaffetz, Representative Chaffetz, to get a hearing, you know, with Brian Hooker and all the things that have been put on the record now because of Congressman Posey reading into the congressional record about the fraud at the CDC, the whistleblower issues. And it's really interesting in Utah, of all places. They have one of the higher autism rates. And I thought they were more aware of the dangers of these vaccines, but evidently they're not. They're very much the church out there, I've heard, is very much in favor of, you know, obeying the authorities on vaccinations, and they're paying for it now.
Yeah, I was not aware that they were trying to get some congressional testimony there, but, you know, having been there and done that, it doesn't really do anything because it's just giving it lip service, and then they kind of leave it at that. I mean, it's almost going through the motions, and just so you can say that somebody went through the motions. It's the definitive action after the testimonies that really is lacking. And
sure. That's what we've seen, even with Posey reading the absolute scandal of the cover-up of the statistics that led to their conclusion of a significant increase in autism with the MMR, particularly in young African-American boys. But what they're pushing for is to get the whistleblower William Thompson himself to testify under oath. Evidently, he's willing to do so. And the pressure on Chaffetz, who's the head of that committee, to not allow it to happen, even though he's somewhat sympathetic to it, that's what's happening right now behind the scenes, evidently. They're pushing for it. There's a lot of pushback because if he was, as a whistleblower, a PhD lead researcher from CDC, acknowledged what he had said on the call with Hooker, it would be harder. I'm not saying impossible, but it would be harder to completely be silent about it as the media has been.
Well, I think that's the issue right there. You just hit that nail right on the head because it has to do with the media being silent, because the public won't be listening to C-SPAN to hear the congressional testimonies and such, and the media has it covered, and the media won't cover it. And whatever is covered will be rudimentary at best. So that's one reason some of the projects that you are aware of indirectly, they're targeted to allow the public to discover the truth for themselves as opposed to relying on the media to take the word out. And it has to be done on a very wide scale, on a very large scale, that encompasses the vast majority of the public, because as long as we sit by and think that the media is going to cover the topic, it's just not going to happen. It's simply not going to happen. There's just too many parties involved that have too much to lose and have too much vested in the status quo for the media to ever cover it. It's almost like the media covering the political situation, honestly. It'll never happen. And I think that by sitting back and waiting for it to occur is a mistake in itself.
Yeah, I think clearly, you know, you and I, we don't wait for things. We just go out and do it. We communicate it. We remedy it to the best of our ability. It doesn't mean we can remedy it for everybody or on that kind of scale. But to wait for that magic moment when suddenly the heavens open up and all will be well, it's like that's not the way it really works down here. And we must continue to do obviously the right thing. That's kind of where we were speaking out. I was speaking out this weekend at the Homeoprophylaxis Seminar, people from around the world coming together and saying, you know, we can't be silent. There's too much trauma. There's too much tragedy. There's too much injury and even death occurring due to the silence on this particular issue. And again, we know we can't change it for everybody, but we're not going to be part of the problem is I guess, the fundamental statement ultimately.
Yeah, because there's only one or the other you can be. There's an old saying, if you're not part of the solution, by definition, you're part of the problem. And I think that's what it comes down to, that you must be part of the solution if you don't want to be part of the problem, because that's the only other option. And unfortunately, many people stand by thinking, well, we'll just stand by, and that's, I think Edmund Burke has attributed to saying something to the extent that the only thing necessary for evil to perpetuate is for good men to stand by and do nothing, something to that extent. And Dr. Hooker and some of these other people that are trying to make it happen, I mean, those are just examples of people he's talking about that, you know, that are making something happen, and that's what's necessary, that's what's needed.
Well, if you tune into Advanced Medicine each and every week with Dr. Bitar here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, you are not doing nothing. You're doing a lot, and I know you're getting the word out. So we'll be up to see Dr. Hooker in a couple of weeks in Minnesota at the World Health Freedom Congress that happens every year as well. So we'll tell you more about that, and it's Pink Washing Month. What does that mean?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Yeah.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
definitely thinking globally, but I'm very much acting locally with my garden, you know, and I want to encourage you, if you haven't planted something already, even though it's getting to winter, do something, prepare the beds, whatever. The United States Health Freedom Congress, it is, that I was talking about, 18th, 19th, and 20th in Minnesota. The links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Of course, you can link through to Dr. Rashid Buttar, D-R-V-U-T-T-A-R, drbuttar.com, and all the links as well. Still have the links up if you want to join us. We made it easier. Mango4health.com. You have an invitation code if you haven't done so already. A private association that will allow more freedom of speech than you've ever heard before, which is awesome. And, of course, the international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. Dr. Buttar, okay, pink washing month is on. Once again, football players are wearing pink, not wearing tutus that I know, but they're wearing pink because they think they're doing something good to raise awareness for breast cancer or raise money for the treatment or investigation into new treatments of breast cancer, none of which involve detoxification.
Yeah, I think becoming aware is probably a good thing, but becoming aware of the inadequacy of cancer research, so-called cancer research, I think is probably more important than being aware of cancer, because I think pretty much the entire population on the planet Earth is aware of cancer, and it's probably touched everybody in some way, fashion, or form. I think it's the unawareness of how we're, or the inadequacy of how we're dealing with cancer. I think that's where we need to draw the attention.
Yeah, in fact, the quest for the cure, is a global quest, is opening up in about a week, and we have that linked up in the show notes as well. But you, of course, as much as you think Ty, you guys tease each other a lot, but I can't tell you how many times he's quoted you and the things that you've said for the upcoming global quest when we're on the air together. Don't tell him I told you that, but you want to hear more of what Dr. Buttar has to say about cancer, even research into cancer, some absurdities you pointed out. There's going to be even more coming out in the next global quest.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of the interviews, but he told me that they went really well, and so I never know what he's taping, what he's not taping when we're talking. So
he's trying to catch you doing something.
Yeah,
something
exactly.
Awkward, I'm sure.
yeah, exactly. Like that picture he took, you know, when he flexes his bicep right in front of my head, and so they take the picture, and you just see my body in his arm.
Oh, my gosh, it was hilarious. Well, look, we do have fun behind the scenes, sometimes right out in front here on the radio show, and enjoy the things we have, because we have to in the midst of some things. I mean, part of the thing when I saw Wakefield, he has a new video documentary coming out about some other cases. And in this case of some doctors, one particular Nobel laureate, I forgot the name of the guy, that he tracks from introduction to this information, devastating information about how dangerous vaccines are, you know, to the denial where it starts, where the doctor says that's not possible, to the genuine shock through that awareness of, for instance, of how devastatingly dangerous and how lacking in real scientific validation they have in terms of safety and efficacy. And it's like that oh my God moment that you witness this Nobel laureate go to. So maybe another visual layer for some other folks that are on the fence, that can't conceive of the fraud that has been perpetrated on us for 100 plus years.
Right. You said he actually had a video of this?
Yeah. There were some snippets, because it isn't finished. It's on its way to be done. So he was able to reveal a bit of this next documentary. And of course, it's heartbreaking to witness, you know, some of these children that have been devastated. You've seen it enough firsthand. That was nothing new for you. But it is interesting when you can capture someone who, for instance, who has a Nobel Prize, that witnesses this from a shocking, that's not true, that can't be possible, to, oh my gosh, we were lied to, I can't believe it, right? Those kind of things do help kind of move the consciousness a bit.
Oh, sure, absolutely, yeah, because then people don't feel, like, oh my God, how could I have been so stupid? Because then they realize, wait a second, the smartest, the ones that were appointed to guard us, the ones that are doing the research, the ones that have actually built their livelihoods upon this information, they were fooled. So how could the individual person, the person that's, you know, not relying upon being 110% immersed within the subject matter, how could they fault themselves for becoming victim to this information or lack of information? So I think to see a researcher, somebody that goes through that whole evolution, helps other people to make that transition and say, well, if this person didn't know, then...
Yeah, then it's okay. I mean, this guy was a PhD, an MD, a Nobel laureate. Again, these are the kind of things that appeal to the social conscience, and we recognize that's sometimes the thing that holds this information back. The
right.
fear of being ostracized, the fear of being rejected, you know, sent into a corner. Of course, you and I haven't had that fear often in our life, the way we've lived our lives, but we recognize that, you know, most people are driven by that because we want to feel accepted. We might misplace that thought as love necessarily, but to be accepted by those who accept lies as truth is not something I'm interested in.
Well, many times the parents that will say to me too, and I've had other people, not only just parents, but other people say, well, you know, what are you supposed to do when they tell you and they intimidate you and they force you and they tell you, you know, you're a bad parent if you're not going to do it and this and that. You know, what are you supposed to do? And I just look at them. I say, what are you supposed to do? I don't care what you do. I would not put a known poison into my child just to appease the I'm not going to say the word because I don't know whether I can have to get
yes,
beat
please
down
don't.
Or done. Yeah. But the SOBs, how's that? That's okay,
yeah,
right?
That's good. Well
yeah,
said,
so,
well said. Yeah.
So why are we so worried? That's how my mind works, at least. Why are we so worried what other people think? But you're right. I think for most people, if they know that somebody else that had much less chances of having the wool pulled over their eyes, had the wool pulled over their eyes, it allows them to say, oh, my God, the wool also got pulled over my eyes, as opposed to being singled out and saying, what are you, an idiot? Mm-hmm. You didn't see this? You know, that type of thing. And I think I think it's human nature to want to conform, I suppose. That part.
Well, I think so.
Enough,
I think you and I are not human. It must be aliens.
Yeah.
We don't conform well.
No.
We occasionally play well with others, but we don't conform well, right?
So I've been told, at least, but...
Yes.
The thing
well,
is that you know you use that word sheeple. I've heard you use that word sheeple many times, and that's really what it comes down to. That there are a lot of people that are fearful, and that's what makes them into these sheeples. And that's one reason I love our slogan so much: "The power to heal is yours," because it gives people the autonomy that's necessary for them to become aware that hey, wait a second. You too can actually have that power. We all have that power. It's nothing unique to you or me, as you know, Robert. It's actually every human being has it. We just have to invoke it. We just have to reach out and grab it. And as soon as we do, the amazing thing is it becomes very, very obvious to all.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that everyone partakes in that experience. And that's what this whole show is about. That's why I like doing it.
Yeah, the shift is on. I mean, this weekend, again, I'll go back to the homeoprophylaxis weekend, and mostly a room of homeopaths, which I've never, it was like, you know, want to talk about a minority of a minority of a minority, not many of us. And in the past, there's been a deep schism, and I'm not going to say it still isn't there, but there's a heavy dogma in homeopathy in certain schools of thought, and they don't like to get along with anybody else. And I was a little nervous going in there to speak to this group. And it was just, it was an open-hearted group. There was a lot of love and laughter. And, you know, it was a serious topic as well. And there were different ideas being presented, but nobody attacked anybody else. And I felt like that was evidence of a shift of consciousness because I knew 20 years ago going into these things that, you know, you would get thrown, they throw tomato, homeopathic or real tomatoes at you, whatever. And this time it was different. So it was for me another validation that things are changing despite some people saying, well, no, things don't ever change. Well, listen, individuals change. I'm not saying everybody in a group changes or every group changes, but individuals within groups do. And that has an impact on the group ultimately.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I wish I'd known about it and I would have come there because, you know, most of the times when you're at a conference, at least in the last probably 5-6 years for me, I haven't really gone to too many conferences. When I go, it's just to give a lecture or something like that. In fact, I think the last big one I did was Autism One, and we started doing our own little ones, but this would have been one nice one because it's been a long time since I've just been able to go to a conference and be an attendee and not have
yeah,
to lecture,
I know.
So.
It, same here. It was even though, you know, I lectured, but still I was so keenly interested in the experience of the other doctors there because it really is on that cutting edge of that next phase where we'll all end up going in terms of those that recognize there's nothing wrong with sensitizing the immune system toward a potential disease. As we said, we're not anti-vaccination per se, but the way it's done, sure, it's horrible. But there are other methods, and that's the point of this. And it was just great. And a lot of data that was delivered, even peer-reviewed, whether that's critical or not for people to hear. They went over people that knew firsthand what happened in Cuba with the leptospirosis nosode that was given. 1.2 or 1.5 million people were given the nosode because they couldn't afford the vaccine, and it worked better than the vaccine. I mean, these are stunning things that are happening now. And, of course, economics ultimately will rule the day when you can no longer afford the expensive patented vaccines. Nosodes will be something that will be mainstay one day in the future.
Yeah, that's exactly it. When you can start to get the response and immunity without any adverse effect and be able to do it in a very economical and cost-efficient manner, that's when we have made a difference, and that's what exactly we all want. That, unfortunately, the vaccine industry lacks in all three of those things because it's dangerous, it causes side effects, and it's not economical. It's not sustainable.
Yeah, there was a pediatrician, a doctor, medical doctor, that came to the conference the last day, and was listening to Wakefield's talk and seeing the, you know, the visual horror of the, you know, what these things were doing. And he said, you know, he's a doctor that is open to doing alternative vaccine schedules for his clients and such, but, you know, was open to hearing all of this. And after Wakefield's talk, he asked the question, you know, knowing what you know now, are there any vaccines on the schedule that you feel comfortable giving a patient or giving a child or yourself? And Wakefield didn't miss a beat and said, no, there's not one of them that has safety or efficacy studies that would satisfy me or anybody that has read into it. And that was stunning for this doctor to hear, because I don't think he had come to that conclusion yet.
Because he hasn't evolved yet.
No, but he was open, I have to say. He didn't run screaming. So anyway, that's good. Good sign. Hey, when we come back, what are they putting in Grandpa's flu vaccine next? You'll never believe. Novartis. Oh, yeah. This is where they're going. We'll tell you after the break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid law attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, upcoming events in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, linking out to all of things that make it go. Say thanks to them, and of course, love to see you. Tampa coming up October 29th. There's more events that are going to be on the schedule, so stay with us, and we'll keep you up to date. Sign up over there at Mango4Health if you haven't already. Your invitation code is awaiting you at robertscottbell.com in the show notes. So, Dr. Bitar, we thought we'd put this particular adjuvant behind us, although that was wishful thinking. If you remember Gulf War illness and the anthrax vaccine, Gary Matsumoto wrote a seminal book on this, if you will, or the Vaccine A, and he literally lost his status as a mainstream reporter because of it. He revealed perhaps one of the biggest contributors, not the only, but biggest, and that is squalene, or MF59, as an adjuvant. Now, Novartis is on a fast-track FDA approval to include that squalene adjuvant in their flu shot. Look out, Grandma and Grandpa. Look out, kids. Here they come. You don't want to be anywhere near this.
Yeah, actually, he sent me a copy of his book and autographed it to me, and it was very nice. And I'm not surprised that the FDA is – I'm not surprised. I mean, it's hard for me to say that I'm surprised that they're not trying to fast track it. You know, tell me something that I don't know that they would do, type of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You almost expect nothing else. You would almost expect the worst, and this is just an example of that. So,
yeah. Remember, the why of this is because people that are getting these shots are not developing titers. They're not developing antibodies as easy. They don't want to throw more antigen. It's too expensive. There are dangers involved there. So they say, hey, okay, we'll just throw adjuvants that kind of hyperstimulate and aggravate the immune cells And, of course, that also creates all kinds of aberrant adverse effects like autoimmune disease, for instance, and worse. I believe cancers ultimately. So for them to go squalene on us in this, I mean, not us, but anybody that's still willing to get the flu shot, it tells you how dysfunctional an organization, I'm being polite here, that the FDA is, that they would allow this to happen knowing what they know.
Well, it's not even that, Robert. I mean, you're absolutely correct with everything else you said. But if there was any truth to that rationale, if this rationale that they're using, it's almost like, oh, the people that are not getting vaccinated are making it dangerous for everybody else.
Right.
Well, if your child is vaccinated, then why are you scared? Because they're already protected. That reasoning is the same type of idiotic reasoning with this adjuvant component, because they're saying that it needs to stimulate and hypersensitize the immune system, but the problem is they're giving it in conjunction with immunosuppressives like mercury. So how can you agitate and increase the immune stimulation when you're suppressing the immune system from the get-go with the preservatives that are in there? I mean, nickel and tin, and especially mercury. It's one of the most, in fact, mercury is one of the most significant immunosuppressive agents out there. So how can you give... It's like trying to pull a rope on either side, you know, going right and going left, and then saying that we're trying to do this for this reason. Well, then if that's truly what you're trying to do, then why are you giving in conjunction with an immunosuppressive agent?
Right. Well, exactly. But, again, doesn't make sense unless you look at some nefarious plots. We'll leave that aside for the moment. There's a question here coming in from Lydia in the United Kingdom. She's dealing with, she has a root canal, possible abscess. She has mercury amalgams. She's also breastfeeding her 9-month-old baby, and she wants to continue. And she wants to know, is this the right course? I don't know what to do. I don't know that we know any doctors raw offhand in the UK, but any thoughts in a generic way for this?
Well, you and I already know that when you have an amalgam in your mouth, you are outgassing between 5 to 9 nanometers. Between 5 to 9 nanometers per deciliter per tooth per day. That's a significant amount.
Yes.
I'm sorry, 5 to 9 nanograms per deciliter per tooth per day. That's what it is. I got.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You're still recovering from your hill climb. I know.
Exactly.
I know.
My
health. Well, listen, we're almost out of time, but I mean, it's difficult because we know that the body will excrete mercury through all glands, including breast milk. And
that's,
you know,
the danger right there.
Yeah. And so here's the question. I mean, what do you do? You find a wet nurse, if you will. Find somebody.
Well, but the thing is that it's better not to breast milk. I mean, if the baby's already had 9 months of breast milk, it's gotten, the first 6 months are the most crucial. And after that, yes, there's benefits. But it's better not to, because the mom's going to be feeding the baby toxic milk.
Right, right. So look to detox. But at this point, you may have to do some, gently, of course, we could do some homeopathics there. In the UK, you still have availability of Mercurius in homeopathic form, but we'll see if we can get to that another time. Lydia, I appreciate your question. Dr. Bitar, I appreciate you, and one day I hope you can meet Dr. Isaac Golden from Australia. He was cool on homeoprophylaxis. But that's it, folks. What do we got to tell him, Dr. Bitar?
That the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.